What have you got?
I've got World Wrestling Entertainment.
Ah, you see? This fellow is not swayed by headlines.
No.
Yeah. What's happening there?
Well, this is the company that used to be called World Wrestling Federation.
And they were taken to court by the World Wildlife Fund, weren't they?
That's right, yeah. Because people were confusing panda bears with wrestlers.
Which, you know, it can be done. It can be done because of their costumes and that. And what's happening with them?
World Wrestling Federation is actually... World Wrestling Entertainment has swung into a fourth quarter profit. They reversed a loss a year ago into a profit this time round.
And how much money is involved in something like that?
Profits, they made around about sort of $60 million compared to a loss of $20 million last year. And this is for 3 months of the year. So.
Did you know when you see this on the television, I'm sure, you know, you idle by it every now and then, you see all those huge auditorium, you think, how can they all turn up? How would you accept anything but a ringside seat if you were going to go? And they're all waving the placards and stuff. And do you ever wonder, who are these people?
Well, I think they're genuine fans, because people do actually follow wrestling quite closely.
Ah, but here's something. They are and they aren't. They are for days and months beforehand. I watched a documentary on it. Mm-hmm. They run in two sweeps, the WWF. The first in the old-fashioned kind of...
WWE, you mean, yeah?
WWE, I do. It's going to take some time to get used to that, isn't it?
I know.
Going to take some time. They send the shillers, about 3 weeks before, giving out free tickets and papering the town and banging the drum, the WWF is coming along. And so they make sure they've given away at least five times as many as they need to. Free tickets, every radio station is in on it. And then, even as the people file in, David, they give them those signs. You know those placards they wave?
Yes.
They are given to people as they walk in. They are prepared in advance and given to people. I thought it was just zeal and zest that made them sit at home going, oh, yeah,
I thought it was as well.
Nope.
Granny's getting very animated.
No, they give those people those signs as they come in. And, and it was a fantastic... And before you move on with yours, the only other thing that... there's millions of tricks involved, of course, including the referee who's in charge of every fight saying, end it now, do this, and he tells them the moves to make. It was a fantastic documentary on it. He tells... when he's supposed to be telling them off, what he's actually saying is, now you get hold of his hair and put... Because nobody can hear that. Nobody can hear that. They think he's shouting it, but that's the way it works. He has to keep it on time via an earpiece. But the most important piece of kit they've got is a microphone under the ring. Which, because when they hit the ring, and then it goes, boom, when they hit the floor, of course you wouldn't hear that, would you? But it's like almost like a Pink Floyd type sound system, all linked to this one microphone to pick up every fall and thus increase the tension. It's a wonderful story, I'll tell you fully.
That's extraordinary.
Yeah, and that is why they can turn a profit. It's a big game, but they give away the tickets and they give away the sign.